This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Western Kentucky wholesale and retail meat harvest facility is under new ownership. Today we learn the history of Hampton Meats in Hopkinsville from owner Ernie Hampton, who helped his father, E.G. Uncle Bummy Hampton, get started in 1975.
He started his career in the ag business as far as he built the Hopkins elevator down there. He was down there for years and then sold out to the co-op. And then decided not to get back into business. So he was tired of staying at home, so he said, we're going to build a meat plant.
Hampton says their business has continued to grow since the early days.
If you had 100 people in your retail, you know, you had a pretty good day. You know, now we can have 400 on a good day. All that said, the custom business has been tremendous, especially since COVID.
Yet the custom harvest business has grown tremendously.
Averaging about 350 animals a week right now. Wow. So they're doing real well. That's sheep, hogs, goats. And we do a Islamic kill, a Muslim kill, we call it, for the people in Nashville and deliver up there. And it's been good for us also.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Former Hampton Meats owner Ernie Hampton says they've enjoyed a great relationship with the surrounding region over the years.
All the surrounding counties have been tremendously good to us. They support us, and we try to support them in fundraisers or whatever we can through the youth. Right. We have tiers for the youth. We have some people that don't want to go to college and want a job. We like to have them out.
He adds his time in the business has been fulfilling.
It's been good to our family. It's been good to a lot of people here.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.